Welcome back to Unconcluded. I'm Sean Gurr. So, this is just another update for those of you who have been patiently waiting for the podcast to resume our regular operations. We always said that we wanted to keep you up to date with everything that we have going on in real time, and that's the reason that we're bringing you this episode today. I'll tell you up front that it's going to be kind of all over the place. I have a list of things that I want to share with all of you, and I'm just winging it from there. So bear with me. And today, I really just want to talk about two things. The recent past and the near future. So let's start with the past. Over the last couple weeks, we've started to reflect on the journey of this podcast, and really we've been doing it for a few months, and looking at where we started and where we are now, and thinking about how much our mindset has changed since those first few days. And Scott and I just kept talking about how one of the things that we wanted to do was to go back to square one, or go back to the beginning, so to speak, and look at everything that we'd collected to date with the lens of where we are now and what we know now, and to see if there was something that we missed or something that had seemed insignificant at the time but now would seem more important. So we've been listening back to hours of phone recordings and taped interviews, and I even followed up with some of the people that had recorded those interviews in the first place, many of them you've heard from in previous episodes of the podcast. And one of the things that we noticed when we started following up with these people after months or in some case years is that in our conversations, there was nothing new or noteworthy except the minor details. Some of them seemed to change a little bit. We spent so much time during this investigation fretting over every minor detail. But the more that we do this and we go back and we listen again or we talk to these people again, it's becoming more apparent to me that these things aren't concrete, these small details. After so much time, things change. And so with that, Scott and I have started a new timeline, and it's based more on general timeframes than specifics. And the reason I'm telling you this is because as we begin doing that, it started to open up some more possibilities of things that we want to look into. Or at least it's made some things that we previously thought maybe didn't make sense, possibly have a way that they could work together to make sense. I guess to be a little more specific, if we consider the witness that claimed to see Jennifer at the Huntington on the Green in the afternoon hours of the day she disappeared, without even going into whether this is a factual sighting or not, at this point, I'm not willing to rule out the idea that she actually saw her in the morning or around noon at the time that the car was parked. Because as I was saying, it's become very clear that times are kind of a fluid thing after all of these years. I was reading up on something called the Loftus and Palmer study. It was from 1974. And if you're not familiar with that, I'd suggest that you look it up. You'll start to question everything, about anything. I mean, we always hear that eyewitness testimony isn't reliable. But this study is really a concrete example of why. And I could go on and on about this and probably spend 30 minutes talking to you about it, but I have to give the benefit of the doubt to the statements and take the specifics kind of with a grain of salt, because that's what we have to work with. Basically, this study is talking about how the questions that are asked or the way things are presented can influence the answers that people give. And if Scott and I are being honest with ourselves, and certainly as people who are untrained in this kind of thing, you know, we may be guilty of that ourselves. And so I wanted to mention that because I think it's something that we've been thinking about a lot lately and that we've been talking about. And, you know, one of the things that we want to make sure is we're not making problems worse as we travel this road. And so that's something that we're considering as we move forward. So we're going back again. We're looking back at all of this old information and seeing where it makes sense. And there are a couple things, but we're still very much in that process. And so that's something that hopefully we'll be able to bring to the podcast pretty soon. You know what's not smart? making the lottery the centerpiece of your retirement plan. But you know what is smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/mystery to hire the right person. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply, so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the US. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, listeners to Unconcluded can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/mystery. That's ZipRecruiter.com/mystery. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/mystery. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. So here's an update on what we know about the Kesey family's crusade to get information from the Orlando Police Department, which they hope allows their own investigation team to work the case. And several of you have sent us messages asking for an update on that or kind of the status. So it's my understanding that the legal aspect of their challenge is underway, or at least it should be underway shortly. And I don't know if that's something that we're going to see pop up into the news or the local media or not. But as I find out any information, I'll be sure to relay that to all of you. We're definitely rooting for a successful resolution for them, obviously. And again, a big thank you to all of you who have donated to their GoFundMe campaign that they set up for the legal challenge. And I think it's still going on. So if that's something that you're interested in, give it a search on Google, and definitely they can use every dollar as they try to spend an enormous amount of money to fight for their daughter. Now, back to the podcast. You know, Scott and I have also now considered doing some things that we said we were never going to do. And I pulled out a file that I have where I've been sticking things that we get from people who call themselves psychics. Well, sort of anyways. And you probably know by now that I'm a pretty staunch non-believer in that sort of thing. With the exception of the idea that sometimes a claim of supernatural ability might be used as an explanation by someone who does know something but doesn't want to have to explain how they know. And so I think it's kind of through that lens that we've pulled out all of these tips and notes. There's probably 30 or 40 of them or so that we had saved, and we're going through them one by one. And some were generic and kind of almost pointless, to the point where there was one that said something like, "She's buried by water and trees." That's not really helpful. But there are some that have been oddly specific. One had mentioned a produce company in a rural part of Central Florida that's just off of I-4 south of Orlando. And there was another one that mentioned an airstrip and a swamp. And Scott and I are kind of knee-deep in looking at these random things and seeing if there's anything that we can put together with what we already have. And again, that's something that we're probably going to plan for a future episode for you guys. So just kind of keeping you up to date on what we're working on the Jennifer Kesey side of things. Now, while we're working on all of that, I also wanted to talk about the future, or what we're going to call the expansion. But before I do that, I do want to take a second to talk about our other sponsor from this episode. Hello Fresh wants busy mom and dads alike to know dinner just got that much easier this back-to-school season. As your family is getting back into the swing of school schedules, let Hello Fresh take the guesswork out of meals week after week. Back-to-school is the busiest time of the year for my family, and having a Hello Fresh meal in the fridge ready to go just takes one more thing off the to-do list that has made my life so much easier. Hello Fresh's easy-to-follow recipes and pre-measured ingredients come in handy for those hectic school nights when your to-do list is a mile long, like mine. HelloFresh's meal kits make it easy to decide what to do for dinner. So save the rules for the classroom. There's no right or wrong when you're cooking with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. And there's something for everyone with HelloFresh's selection. There's three plans to choose from, Classic, Veggie, and Family, and each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated, trusted sources. So rediscover the excitement of cooking. There's Global Eats options that bring authentic international dishes and flavors to home cooks for exciting new meals. So enjoy not having to plan dinner, spending money on takeout for an easy night, or worrying about gathering ingredients week after week. HelloFresh believes cooking should be simple and convenient, not a chore. So all the ingredients are pre-measured, labeled in the meal kit, and you know which ingredients go with which recipe. You won't spend all night in the kitchen because the recipes only take 30 minutes. There are so many benefits to subscribing, so you can keep enjoying HelloFresh week after week. So get out of that recipe rut and start cooking outside of your comfort zone by discovering new, delicious recipes in each week's box. Get delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 per serving with free shipping. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/unconcluded60 and enter unconcluded60. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/unconcluded60 and enter unconcluded60. It's like receiving six meals for free. So over the last several months, you've heard from Scott and I, and we've been considering what we're calling expansion of the podcast to include more than just Jennifer Kessie. And I want to start by really stressing that word that we're using here, which is expanding. We've received a few messages talking about us moving on from Jennifer's case or changing directions. And simply put, that couldn't be any further from the truth or the reality of where we're going. We're still working on finding Jennifer Kessie just as hard as when we started. But with our new and expanding resources and kind of using what we've learned and how we've grown while developing the podcast as a platform for exposure and all of those kinds of things, we felt like it might be useful to help others as well. And not only that, but increase even more exposure of Jennifer's case and any other additional cases that we may take on together. So, and I mean, really, heck, things that we learn in one case may even help us in another. So over the last couple of weeks, Scott and I have been looking into different missing people from all over the United States. And we wanted to approach a case where we felt like we could make an impact on the investigation and help it move forward. If we were going to expand beyond Jennifer Kessie, it had to be something that just made sense for us. So we started by kind of looking at ourselves a little bit and thinking about what our own strengths and weaknesses were, and really what were our limitations and what were the things that we were able to do. And considering that, we kind of put together a short list of individuals that we felt like we could help. And I have to mention that the list was developed from your suggestions, as you guys are listening right now. Your messages, your calls, your emails, your Instagram and Twitter replies. We had something like 50 names that we had started with that we were looking at. And we went through every single one of them. And really, the process was just kind of narrowing the focus and thinking about what we're capable of and where we might be able to help. And so just this week, we had narrowed it down to about three, and we've settled on one specific case, which in many ways is similar to Jennifer Kessie's. A young woman, she's missing from Florida, very few clues left behind, and that's kind of where we're starting. So with that, today, we're basically starting production on what we're going to call for now Season 2 of Unconcluded, really for a lack of a better description. And we'll introduce you to the subject of Season 2 probably within a couple weeks here. And it really, we're starting similar to where we started with Jennifer Kessie. And that is, we know nothing about this case other than a name and what we've read briefly on the internet. And we're picking up from that point. I don't know if we're going to be able to get a hold of anybody. I don't know who we're going to talk to. I don't know who's out there to talk to. It's very much the preliminary stages. But I think that there was just something about this particular case that seemed like it was right for us. And if we were going to do this expansion thing and we were going to do it right, that this is kind of just what we felt was the best place for us to focus our efforts. So look forward to that in a couple weeks. And again, the other things that I mentioned that we're working on with Jennifer's case, as far as going back through the psychic tips and seeing if there's anything there, and then really going back through all of our pre-recorded phone and personal interviews that we've done with people, many of which that you've already heard, and just making sure that there's no dots that we didn't connect now that we know more things back than when we started. So that's kind of your like update for right now. And probably the next time that you hear from me, barring some kind of surprise information with Jennifer, is that you're probably going to hear our debut season 2 episode with the case that we're going to move forward on. So again, as always, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for participating. We appreciate all of you who are on the Facebook group or on social media and giving kind words or encouragement or any of that kind of stuff. And we know that it has been a little slow over the last several months. Some of that issues with Scott and I and just in personal lives. And then obviously some of that just based on kind of where our investigation is at this time. But I'll say it again, we appreciate you guys so much. Obviously, this is impossible. This podcast doesn't happen without you. And we really do consider you guys part of it. So we look forward to that expansion in a couple weeks, and we'll see you then.